हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंध दीन वल्ल जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका भाषात नमस्ते सप्तकांचन गौराणी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी मृख भानुसुते देवी प्रणवामि हरिप्रिये मंथापतरभ्य कृपासिन्नभैवच पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाकादि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you very much for your participating in this meeting, Krishna Consciousness Movement. This Krishna Consciousness Movement is very much authorized. It is nothing like concocted mental speculation. It is authorized on the basis of Vedic knowledge, specifically directly from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. 5,000 years ago, when there was no history of other religion, in the modern age, any religion is going to take into consideration. They are not older than 2,600 years. But so far, the Bhagavad Gita is concerned, it was spoken in the battlefield of Kurukshetra 5,000 years ago. We should consider what was the religion of the world 2,600 years ago. Because modern history cannot place before you any chronological list of religious evolution within 2,600 years. They are all human societies before 2,600 years. And what was their religion? We think from Vedic evidences the whole world was in Krishna consciousness. There was one God, the Son, one scripture, Bhagavad Gita, one consciousness, Krishna consciousness, and one word, service of the Lord. The Mahabharata, the great Vidya, India, we can understand that after Maharaj Parikshit, the whole world was ruled by one class. This Vedic culture. Gradually, it deteriorated. As we have practical experience, 20 years ago, there was no Pakistan. But now Pakistan is existing. Similarly, the whole planet was known as Bharatvarsha. The Bharatvarsha name was after the king Maharaj Bharat, the son of Rishabdev. Before that, this planet was known as Ilavatvarsha. And after the king Maharaj Bharat, he was a great king. He also left his kingdom at the age of 24 years. Very young boy for searching after spiritual realization, self-realization. That is the way of Vedic culture or Indian culture. Not that after the last point of our death, we shall stick to the worldly affairs. The Vedic culture divides the whole society into four social orders and four spiritual orders. The four social orders is division of intelligence. The most intelligent class of men are called the Brahmins, and less than the Brahmins are the Kshatriyas. It is all calculated on the basis of intelligence. There are different kinds of people all over the world on account of more or less intelligence. So, Brahmin means the most intelligent class of men. The scientist, the poet, the philosopher, like that. The religionists, they are called Brahmins. And the administrator class is called the Kshatriyas. And the productive class are called the Vaishyas. And the laborer class or the working class is called the Shudras. That is natural division. In the Bhagavad Gita, we are trying to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is. And this Krishna consciousness movement is to preach Bhagavad Gita. We have not invented something, but we are preaching Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any malinterpretation. Therefore, because we are presenting pure Bhagavad Gita, people are accepting it very quickly. Unfortunately, before this, in the Western countries, there were so many translations of Bhagavad Gita. But everyone's attempt is to make Krishna minus Bhagavad Gita. They are commenting Bhagavad Gita without Krishna. Kingdom of God without God. That is their attempt. But we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna. We are presenting in that way. We are presenting Krishna in the Western world. When I first went there, the people were saying God is dead. Exactly in the same way. As in our country also, we have been misled by so-called leaders. Anna the Thandhai Rupani Yamana. चेती स्वतंत्रा उदाहरणी बज्जा There is a statement in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Nate vidu sastra patehi vishno dura sayadi vahira samanina andhaja khandhai rupaniya mana te visa tantra urudami madhya. But actually, we are misled by the so-called blind leaders. They have no vision. What is the actual goal of life? Not only in any particular country, everywhere, the same mistake is going on. Therefore, as a blind man, if he leads another blind man, there will be catastrophe. Similarly, because he is led by blind man, the whole world is in catastrophe. Nobody is in peace. Everyone is unsatisfied in spite of so much material education, advancement and material education. Because the missing point is Vishnu. Nate vidu sastra patehi Vishnu. So, the basic literature, the basic civilization, is pointing out to Vishnu, as you know in the Rig Mantra, Rig Veda, Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sadapashanti Suraj. Those who are actually intelligent, brilliant, they are looking after self-realization, making the target on the Supreme Lord, Vishnu. That is the missing point. In the Bhagavad Gita, we are taught by the Lord Himself to give us enlightenment. What is the aim of life? That aim of life, the Lord Krishna Himself says in the Bhagavad Gita, Vedaisya Sadvai Ahameva Vedyam. The ultimate target of life is to understand Krishna. That is Bhagavad Gita's teaching. Vedaisya Sadvai Ahameva Vedyam. Sarvasya Chaham Vidisham Vidisya Mattasthake Jnanam Apohananja Vedaisya Sadvai Ahameva Vedyam Vedanta Vid Vedanta Krishyaham. Unfortunately, we do not understand, I do not try to understand, I do not like to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is. If we try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is, then we have to accept the certain prescribed process. Not that, because one is very erudite scholar, academically, because one has got some degrees of the university, he will be able to understand Bhagavad Gita. It is not like that. Even a very layman, illiterate man, without any understanding of the Vedas, if he is a devotee, he can understand Bhagavad Gita. Whereas a person, very erudite scholar, with reputation, he cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. I shall cite one example when Lord Chaitanya was traveling in the South India. When he was in the Ranganath temple of South India, one Brahmin was reading Bhagavad Gita. And his friends and neighbors knew that the Brahmin was illiterate. He could not know even what is written there, but he still was trying to read Bhagavad Gita. So some of his friends were criticizing him. Hello Brahmin, how you are reading Bhagavad Gita? He knew that they are criticizing. So he remained silent. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that he was reading Bhagavad Gita with transcendental excess. He therefore approached him. My dear Brahmin, what you are reading? The Brahmin would understand that this gentleman, Ati Sannyasi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has left time as a Sannyasi. You are not joking, you are serious. So he informed him, my dear sir, I am reading Bhagavad Gita, but I am illiterate. My Guru Maharaj asked me to Bhagavad Gita. Read Bhagavad Gita, which is chapter daily. Although he knew that I am illiterate. So I am trying to read Bhagavad Gita, but I cannot actually read it. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, but I sometimes see that you are in full ecstasy and sometimes you are crying. He said, yes sir, I see some ecstasy. What is that? He said, that as soon as I take this Bhagavad Gita in my hand, I feel that Krishna is the chariot driver of Arjuna. So I feel that how Krishna is trying that he has accepted a menial service of his devotee. He is driving the chariot and Arjuna is ordering him. Sena Arubhayar Madde Rata Sthapayame Achyuta. My dear Krishna, Achyuta, please put up my chariot between the two soldiers. And he is carrying out the order. So when I feel that Krishna is so kind that he can become a order carrier of his devotee, that is giving me feeling, and I am therefore kind. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately embraced him and said, my dear Brahmin, you are actually reading Bhagavad Gita. That is the fact. After reading Bhagavad Gita, we do not realize what is Krishna, what is our relationship with Krishna, what is our duty towards Krishna, and what is the ultimate goal of life. Then it is useless study. It has no meaning. Therefore, Lord Krishna prescribes how to read Bhagavad Gita. Don't try to read Bhagavad Gita made by some commentator who has no knowledge of Krishna. One who is not a devotee of Krishna, he has no business to comment on the Bhagavad Gita. That is the purpose stated in the Bhagavad Gita. We'll find in the fourth chapter, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says to Arjuna, Imam Vivasate Yogam Pratavan Ahamabhayam Vivasan Manabe Praha Manu Ikha Tabe Bravi Evan Parampra Prahatam Imam Rajasa Yogi Sakali Naiha Yoganatta Paranto. So Krishna says to Arjuna, my dear Arjuna, this Bhagavad Gita was first spoken by me to the sun god, Vivasan. Vivasan spoke to his son, Mano. And Mano, by his son, spoke to his son, Maya the Pap. So if you take the history of Mano, then it began 400,000 millions of years ago, Bhagavad Gita was spoken. So Bhagavad Gita is not a new thing. If we are saying Bhagavad Gita, it is. If we believe in the words of Bhagavad Gita, Arsasla, then Bhagavad Gita is the oldest. It is not a new thing. It was long, long ago spoken to the sun god, Vivasan. The sun god, the president of the predominating deity in the sun planet, is known as Vivasan. So, we have to study Bhagavad Gita as it is by the Parampara system. As Sri Krishna said, evam parampara prahatam. Not but whimsically somebody purchases a book from the market and it takes the pleasure to make an interpretation of his own intelligence. Bhagavad Gita was spoken by Krishna. He did not leave it for being interpreted by ordinary man. There is no need of explaining Bhagavad Gita in a different way. That's why in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, we understand the statement very clearly. Dharma Kshetre, Guru Kshetre, Samaveta, Vidutsava. Mamukha Pandavasya Yuvakim Apurvata Sanjaya. The meaning is very clear. Dharma Kshetre, the land of Indriven, the holy land of Indriven. Kurukshetra, the land which is known as Kurukshetra. It is not history, sir. It is actual fact. It still there is Kurukshetra. And people go there to perform religious rituals and ceremonies. And in the Vedas, it is written clearly, Dharma, Kurukshetra, Dharma Mahas, Akare. That is the statement of the Veda. So, from time immemorial, this Kurukshetra, land of Kurukshetra, is known as Dharma Kshetra. So, what is the difficulty to understand Dharma Kshetra, Kurukshetra? There is no difficulty. Unfortunately, some unscrupulous commentators say that Kurukshetra means his body. Where is the chance of interpreting like that? Kurukshetra is meaning body. In no dictionary you will find that Kurukshetra is meant by body. Neither is there any chance. Interpretation is required. When you cannot call out and understand the word very clear. In that case you can interpret. Just like the example is, Ganganam Ghosapalli, there is a leather hose which is known as Ghosapalli on the Ganges. Now one may question, how on the Ganges? Ganges is water, there can be a leather hose. Then you can interpret that it is not on the Ganges water, but it is on the bank of the Ganges. There is chance of interpretation. But when you can clearly understand that the thing is like this, Kurukshetra is a place, and that is a place of pilgrimage, why should you interpret that Kurukshetra means the body? In this way, Bhagavad Gita is being misinterpreted. In the ninth chapter, when Krishna says, Manumana bhavamadbhakta madhyajimana namaskuru. There one great commentator, very wise scholar, he says it is not to Krishna. It is to the unborn principle which is within Krishna. But he does not know what is Krishna. And he has the audacity to comment on the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is not different from within and without. Krishna being absolute, there is no such difference. As we are not different, I, the spirit soul, is different from my body. But Krishna is not like that. There is no such difference as Krishna's soul and Krishna's body. Krishna is complete soul, purna. There is no such difference. The person who does not know what is Krishna, if he tries to comment upon the transcendental knowledge imparted by Krishna, that is simply impudent. In this way, if we try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is, then we become liberated, we become a devotee of Krishna, we become fully Krishna conscious, That is the objective of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna therefore says, Arjuna, I am trying to deliver this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita unto you, because you are my devotee. Bhaktosi, Priyosi me, Rasam Vetad Uttamam. Without you, nobody can understand what is the mystery of this Bhagavad Gita knowledge. Therefore, we should understand that Bhagavad Gita is meant for a person who is a devotee and dear to Krishna, not for the demons who are against Krishna. The demons are trying to kill Krishna. That's why Kamsa, his only business is making plan how to kill Krishna. That's why Rama, his only business is how to kill Lord Rama. So there are two classes of men. One class of men is called demigod, devata. And the other class is called demon. And who is demon and who is devata? Vishnu bhakta bhave deva, asirasta divarya. One is devotee and Lord Vishnu. He is called deva, demigod. All the demigods, like Surya, Chandra, Indra, and many others, they are all appointed servants of Krishna. In the Chaitanya Chaitamrita, therefore, it is said, Ekala Ishar Krishna, Arasa Vritta, Jare Jaitha Nataise Taitha Tare Nitta. Very simple language. The only master, only Ishara, Parameshara, is Krishna. That is confirmed in the Brahma Samhita. Ishara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vijaha, Anadi Radhi Govinda, Sarva Karanakaya. In Srimad Bhagavatam also, it is confirmed, Ete Sanshatala Punsha, Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. Even Shankaracharya, whom we call impersonally, he has accepted in his comment on Bhagavad Gita that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appearing as the son of Devaki and Vasudeva. Similarly, all other acharyas, Ramanujacharya, Madhyacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarka, and lately, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is both Acharya and Krishna himself. Apart from being Krishna, if he says, the part which he played as Acharya, that is, he also accepts Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God. Arata Bhagavana Vrajasatanaya Tadhyama Vrindavan. So we have to follow the Acharya, not the casual interpreter, to understand Bhagavad Gita. Then they will be missing this lesson. We cannot understand. Because Krishna says that the mystery of Bhagavad Gita will be understood by you, because you are my very dear friend. So, because you are my devotee, so unless one is devotee, how one can understand Bhagavad Gita and Krishna? That is not possible. Krishna says plainly in the Bhagavad Gita, Vakyama Madhujana Ti Javana Jasjami Tattata. Only through devotional service one can understand. Although Krishna has explained in the Bhagavad Gita, Jnana, Yoga, Karma, and other things, Jnana. But he specifically recommends that simply by devotional service, you can understand. Vakyama Vavijana Ti Javana Jasjanita. In the Srimad Bhagavatam also the same thing is confirmed. Evam prasanna manaso bhagavat bhakti yogata. Bhagavat tattva vijyanam. Bhagavat tattva vijyanam. It is a science. It is not a mental speculation or physical theorizing. The God may be like this, God may be like that. And different philosophies differ from one another. It is not that. It is a great God. As 2 + 2 = 4. Nobody can make it 2 + 2 = 5, but 2 + 2 = 2, equal to 3. Anyway, science is fine. Fact. Similarly, Bhagavad Gita, you cannot interpret differently. Just like 2 + 2 = 5. That cannot be. You have to accept 2 + 2 = 4. So if you try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is, then you will be benefited. Our classes are preaching this Krishna consciousness movement. Is only that we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any malinterpreting. And we are practically saying that all over the world, this Bhagavad Gita principle, Krishna the Supreme Lord, is being accepted. All these boys and girls who are dancing in Krishna consciousness, 4 years ago, 4 years back, they never heard of Krishna. Of course, some of them knew Bhagavad Gita, because Bhagavad Gita is very widely read. But because Bhagavad Gita was not properly presented, although for the last 100 or 200, more than that, yes, Bhagavad Gita is widely read all over the world. There is not a single Krishna bhakta. But since Bhagavad Gita is being presented as it is, within 4 years, there are hundreds and thousands of Krishna bhakta. That is our point. That you present the thing as it is, without any adulteration. Just like milk, pure milk. If you supply, automatically there will be many customers. But if you sell milk adulteration is water. You can cheat somebody for some time, but you cannot cheat all for all the time. That is not what. So it is now necessary. It is India's culture. People are hankering after this culture, Krishna culture. You should prepare yourself to present Bhagavad Gita as it is. Then India will culture, India will conquer all over the world by this Krishna culture. Be rest assured. We are hankering after help from others. Our government men go there in America. Please give us food. Please give us money. Please give us soldiers. Simply begging business. But here is the thing which can give to them. Simply begging does not glorify your country. Try to give something to the other. The other country. That is the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Haila Jana, Janma Sarthakari Karo Paropaka. We are meant for doing welfare activities to the whole world. We are not meant for strife. We are something to give to the whole world. That is Krishna culture. That is the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, everyone, we are taken birth as a human being on this country, Bharatvarsha. Specifically, they say, Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Haila Jana. Janma Sarthakari Karo Paropaka. Without being human being, nobody can perfect his life. Animals, they cannot make perfect his life. It is not possible. By nature, they are taught. But a human being, he can perfect his life. And especially in India, there is treasure of knowledge, Vedic knowledge. Why you neglect it? And the sunrise knowledge is Bhagavad Gita. So, if we simply try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is, we understand immediately the science of God. And because we are all part and parcel of God, we are actually handling after uniting with God. That is our secret. Anandamaya Vyasa. God is Anandamaya. And we being part and parcel of God, of Krishna, we are also Anandamaya. But we are seeking ananda in a different atmosphere, in a material atmosphere. Therefore, we are being baffled. The only remedy is that you take to Krishna consciousness and you will be happy. So, it is the duty of every Indian to understand this science. It is a science. It is not a dogmatic blocking thing. It is a science. And spoken by the Lord Himself. And understood by all the acharyas, Krishna says, acharya upasana. We have to understand things through the acharya. Acharya man purusha veda. One who is not following the footsteps of the acharya, he cannot understand it. Krishna also says, tadvijyanatham. No, Krishna, that is said in the Katopani. Tadvijyanatham sa guru maya mahavyakse. Krishna says, Tadvidhi, Pranipatena, Pranipasthena, Sevaya. So everyone has the same instruction is here, that you approach a person who is coming in disciple expectation, Evam Paramparatra, and try to learn Bhagavad Gita as it is, your life will be sublime, your life will be successful. That is our mission. We are given so many important books, we have got magazines. If you want to understand through intelligence and philosophy, we have got volumes of books we can deliver. You try to understand. If you simply read our book, Krishna in two parts, I am sure you will become Krishna conscious. Undoubtedly. Or if you think that you cannot read or you have no money, to purchase books, never mind. Lord Chaitanya has given you a very simple path. Chant Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare. If you chant this mantra with faith and devotion, without any offense, but simply by chanting, you realize yourself, you realize God, Krishna, and your life will be successful. Jeta Dattvana Mahajana, Bhava Mahadabhar Nilipvapa. These are the statements of Vedic literature. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, one can clean his heart of all the dirty things. And as soon as the dirty things are moved, then he becomes liberated. Bhava Mahadabhar Nilipvapa. Immediately the blazing fire of material existence is extinguished. These are the processes recommended in the Veda. We are simply preaching the authorized principles of the Veda and in the quest of all to accept it. Not accept it blindly, but take it with all your reason and intelligence. Just like Chaitanya Chaitanya says, Chaitanya Gayar Katha Karaha Vita, Vitaar Karile Chitte Pane Samasta. It is not that you are forcing something. By force you cannot do anything. That is artificial, that is not. But it is a fact that in everyone's heart there is Krishna consciousness. Because that is pure consciousness. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna. Naturally, that is higher than the sky. There is an eternal relationship. Similarly, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. We have got eternal relationship with Krishna. That is now covered by the dirty things of Maya. And as soon as we remove, we clean these dirty things from our heart, then immediately we can understand what is Krishna and what is our relationship with him. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Adha Prabhu Nath. Sabanadi Suddha Chitta Karayu. Everyone's heard there is Krishna Bhakti. I don't know how these Europeans, Americans, Canadians, Japanese, they are taking to Krishna consciousness. They are Mahavadans, many Mahavadans. They are taking to Krishna consciousness. Therefore, it is to be understood that Krishna consciousness, a love for Krishna, is existing in everyone's heart. It is simply to be awakened, nothing more. How it is awakened? Savanadi Siddha Chitta Karayoda. If you simply give your all and disrespect to the Krishna Katha, Krishna Katha means what is spoken by Krishna, the Bhagavad Gita. And Krishna Katha means a speaker and word which are spoken about Krishna. The Srimad Bhagavatam is also Krishna Katha. And Bhagavad Gita is also Krishna Katha. One is directly spoken by Lord Krishna. And one is spoken by Lord Vyasa, the great saint, Vyasa, about Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that you preach this Krishna Katha to everyone. And then you become a spiritual master under my order. So if we strictly follow these principles, if we simply say what Krishna says, what Krishna desires, Krishna says, sarva dharmān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ saraṇam. If you cannot do anything, simply speak to your friend, my dear friend, please surrender unto Krishna. You surrender first of all yourself and speak to others. Please surrender unto Krishna. Your life becomes sublime and successful. Thank you very much.